Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Zakira. May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
32223.
32223. And may I have your first and last name?
Danielle Simpson or Danny Simpson, whichever one is sender.
And thank you for that. And may you provide me with your address for security purposes?
3747 Mandarin Woods Drive North.
Thank you for that. And I do see on October the 2nd where you ordered the Hype Watch for $6.97. How may I help you?
Yeah, I got it today and I was putting the bands in, like the wristbands, and it like tore off into it. So how do I go about getting like a replacement band, or if I can send that one back and just get a new one because it's like stuck in the sliding part, like where the band's supposed to go.
And what did you say happened to the band part?
It ripped. Like I was trying to assemble it and it like ripped off.
Okay, man. Well, just hold for 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm still here, ma'am. Just 1 second.
Okay.
And I'm still here, ma'am, just speaking with my supervisor.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, and did you try to place the band, pop the band part back on there?
Yeah, like whenever I was trying to slide it into it to attach it, like the base like ripped off of the, like because it was so hard to get in, and then it ripped off. So the band, like the base of the band that goes into the watch, is like stuck in the sliding part. So like even if you guys sent me a new band for it, I wouldn't be able to put it in because the old one is like stuck in there.
So the band is stuck in the watch.
Like you have to slide it in to assemble it to fit the wristband onto the watch. The base of the band ripped, like the wristband ripped off of the base of the band. So the
So,
base of the band is stuck in the watch, like
and the
where you
rest of
slide
it
it
is
in.
not on attached to it.
Yeah, because it ripped.
Okay, man, well, just 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm still here, ma'am, just speaking with my supervisor. And I'm still here, ma'am. Just one second.
Okay.
I'm still speaking with my supervisor, ma'am. I'm still speaking with my supervisor, ma'am. Just one second.
You're good.
Okay, ma'am, and what I can do is I can send you out a new watch, but you will have to return that watch for the replacement.
Okay, that's fine. Do I just return it to the address that was on the package?
Well, I can provide you with the address to return that watch, and also I can offer you a 20-day extension on your trial.
What is the trial? I didn't even know there was a trial.
Well, yes, ma'am. With the height watch, you had a 14-day trial, and since you are returning that watch for a replacement, I will add an extra 20 days to the trial so that you could try the watch out.
Okay, and then after the trial, what's the monthly cost?
Well, it won't be a monthly cost. It would just be a full total of $59.97, and that would be the last charge for that product. It's not a monthly
Okay.
charge.
Okay, that's fine. Thank
Okay.
you.
You're welcome. And just one second while I place that 20-day extension on your account and also provide you with the address to return the watch.
Okay.
And I'm still here, ma'am. Just one second. Okay, ma'am, and I have placed that 20-day extension on your account, and just make sure that you call back in no later than November the 5th to cancel if you do not want to receive that product, or if you do not want to get charged the full price.
Okay, but if I don't call, it'll just automatically charge it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I also have the address for you so that you could return that watch so that you could receive your replacement watch.
Okay, I'm ready.
It is 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, San Jose, California, 95132.
So 2066 North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010, San Jose, California, 35132. Oh, I'm sorry, 95132.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and have a great day.
Thank you as well.